This is Nick Guy of the Palouse Pundit celebrating our Muslim neighbors. This Saturday, September 29th, the Latah Human Rights Task Force will be sponsoring an event entitled Building Bridges with Our Muslim Neighbors. It will be held at the Farmers Market in Moscow from 8 to 12 p.m. There will be music, slideshows, videos, informational sheets, and activities for children. A poster board will feature seven distinguished Muslim citizens of the Palouse. Children can color famous Islamic designs or color maps that show where most of the world's 1.6 billion Muslims live. One out of every fourth person in the world is a Muslim. Most of these people live in moderate Muslim nations, and they overwhelmingly reject Islamic extremism. It is also significant to note that only 20% of Muslims are Arabs. A slideshow of Morocco will show the major cities in mosque in a moderate Muslim country whose new king, Muhammad VI, is liberalizing the economy, reforming marriage laws, deporting Islamic extremists, and abolishing the death penalty. One of the videos will focus on the glories of Islamic Spain. For 1,300 years, Muslims, Christians, and Jews lived in relative peace and produced some of history's most advanced science, sophisticated philosophical works, and beautiful architecture. The pointed arch of the Gothic cathedral, much stronger than the rounded Roman arch, was borrowed from Muslim builders. One informational sheet will focus on Islamic inventions. In the early 800s, a Muslim by the name of Jabir ibn Hayyan discovered distillation, a process essential to the development of the science of chemistry. Emphasizing systematic experimentation rather than esoteric alchemy, Jabir discovered sulfuric acid and nitric acid, and for the first time distilled rose water and other perfumes, prized items sold by ubiquitous Muslim traders. A 10th century Muslim, Ibn al-Haytham, built the first pinhole camera, and he was the first to conclude that the eye works by receiving light rather than sending it out to objects. Our word camera comes from the Arabic word for a dark room. A Muslim engineer by the name of Al-Jarazi invented the crankshaft, the combination lock, and the first mechanical clock. These discoveries are found in his book entitled Book of Knowledge of Ingenious Mechanical Devices, first published in 1206. Christians of the Middle Ages rarely ever washed, and the Crusaders were known for their rancid smell as well as their brutality and deception. Muslims are required to wash before prayer, and for centuries they had been using the first known soap. A Muslim trader introduced shampoo to the English in 1759. Muslim astronomers were the first to propose that the orbits of the planets were not fixed circles, but ellipses, and a Persian stargazer was the first to observe and identify the Andromeda galaxy. Muslim astronomers knew that the Earth was a sphere and that it rotated on its own axis. They calculated the Earth's circumference, the latitude and longitude of major cities, and were able to calculate the direction of Mecca from any place on the Earth. This year, the Muslim community of the Palouse celebrated the 25th anniversary of their mosque in Pullman, and Moscow has been named the only inclusive city in Idaho by the National League of Cities. Please join in celebrating this honor by coming to a potluck supper followed by a community discussion on racial equality and inclusive community. That's September 25th in the Moscow's 1912 building starting at 5:30. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to Nick Geyer, N-I-C-K-G-I-E-R, at adelphia.net, or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.